Welcome to the third season and episode 287 of the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's meditation comes from Seneca in letters 78-16. What blows do athletes receive on their faces and all over their bodies? Nevertheless, through their desire for fame, they endure every torture, and they undergo these things not only because they're fighting, but in order to be able to fight. Their very training means torture. So let us also win the way to victory in all our struggles, for the reward is not a garland or a palm or a trumpeter who calls for silence at the proclamation of our names, but rather virtue, steadfastness of soul, and a peace that is won for all time if fortune has once been utterly vanquished in any combat. Seneca's use of a vivid analogy with sports drives home a simple yet crucial point. We willingly subject ourselves to all sorts of hardships in order to achieve goals that really ought to be of secondary importance. But when it comes to strive for what is really good for us, namely becoming a better person, we find all sorts of excuses, convince ourselves that it's really too hard, and only nudge in that direction in our spare time. So how about we pause for a moment and reevaluate our priorities a bit? What sort of person do you want to be? How are you going to get there? As Epictetus says, the Olympic Games have already started. You can't postpone this sort of decision any longer. Time is running shorter, and you don't really know how much is left for you to play. This isn't a call for despair or to engage in morbid thoughts about the end. On the contrary, it's a vigorous call to arms to make sure we don't mislive our lives out of carelessness and lack of reflection. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will return with a new episode very soon, if fortune allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by going to anchor.fm/stoicmeditations. Many thanks in particular to my most recent patron, David Spangler. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you're using to listen to it. Thank you.